We are under the control of the globalists. You and the globalists are sadly mistaken. You are only under the control of the people that you submit to. The socialists, the Zionists, the Masons, the Illuminati, Council on Foreign Affairs, Skull and Bones, Satanists, the CIA, the FBI, ETC, you name it. The foolish people of today are suggesting or insinuating that these groups of people are somehow in control of the rest of us. These people constantly highlight what it is that these groups, allied with hell, are doing to us and what it is that they are going to do to us in the future. For as much as these wicked men and women would love to take credit for having all power over the lives of others, as if to suggest that they are somehow God, I'm here to say that they and others that believe these lies are sadly mistaken. And those only add strength to tyranny by proclaiming it to be so. And at length, it is paralyzing men by using the fear of man and the fear of consequence, which is only diabolical. We are to fear God, not men, nor are we to take counsel from our fears. Psalm 22, verse 28 tells us, "For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nations." If in America today you can't see the obvious taking place, which is that judgment is turned backwards, where men in both the pulpits and politics, along with their followers, have now magnified the crime in omitting the law instead of magnifying the law against the crime and establishing righteousness through judgment. In other words, we have the blind leading the blind directly into the ditch. We are inundated with lies that are magnified over the truth, which is only temporary, by the way, and that the devil is somehow said to be all-powerful and is in control over the Most High God and his children is ludicrous. However, I'm here to tell those that you are sadly mistaken. Though we know the mainstream media that covers for these global conspirators, they would love for you to believe that they are what you want them to believe that they are, and they are not. One must remember that these are but mere men that will bow their knees just like the rest of us and answer to their creator just like the rest of us for every thought and deed, again, just like the rest of us. Their riches will not profit them in the day of wrath, nor are they able to save their own souls. Psalm 22, verse 29, "And they that be fat upon the earth shall eat and worship, and they that go down to the dust shall bow before him, and none can keep alive his own soul." How can one be a Christian and not see the Lord's willingness to do for us as he did for the likes of Abraham, Joseph, Moses, Joshua, David, Gideon, Samson, and the rest of them? The Lord said in Jeremiah 33, verse 3, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things in which thou knowest not." If you go to Deuteronomy 10, 17, it says, "For the Lord your God is God of gods and the Lord of lords, the great, the mighty, and the awesome God." And furthermore, Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given unto me." And wasn't it Jesus that said, "Greater works will you do than I did because I go to my Father"? So therefore, there's no excuse on the behalf of those that call themselves Christians, because we are to understand clearly that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. People are simply where they are today because of that which they have submitted themselves to. Nothing more and nothing less. America, as you know it, has now fallen to the judgments of the Most High under the curse because they have refused to act under his blessings. In Deuteronomy 8:19, it says, "And it shall be, if thou do it all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish." 325.7 million people capitulating to a small percentage of criminals that they fail to deal with, that they think and act as if they are above the law. Why? Because again, the people have been conditioned to refuse to hold them accountable to the law. It isn't like the people on a global scale don't know who the guilty are, because we all do, and that by name, as a matter of fact. Instead, people just simply refuse to see and act accordingly to the Word of God, in throwing off tyranny and in process would rather suffer their abuses, period. In the light of Scripture, how does anyone justify the unjustifiable when it comes to saying that we are under the globalist control? You cannot. Instead of you worrying about what your enemies are doing, live your life where your enemies are afraid of what you are doing. Never live your life where the enemies of righteousness are not afraid of you. Christians are to be called more than conquerors in overcoming the evil, of course.
Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death." Our Constitution was made only for a moral and a religious people. Christian, it is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Human passions unbridled by morality and religion, Christianity, would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. The second President of the United States of America, Mr. John Adams.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
"Recently,
we should have rocked the boat." Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls. And welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, a lot of stuff going on out there. People are talking about how Trump just unveiled a new world order. And they're going back to, and I'm sure you've heard it here at least 50,000 times over the last 25 years of radio. By peace will destroy many, Daniel 8:25. You know, that warning that the American people wanted to just go ahead and avoid to their own demise. Well, that's where things are at. Everybody's talking about this global initiative that Donald Trump just put into place through his peace board or his board of peace. Well, folks, well, I'm here to tell you it's not peace. And I've told the American people, again, just so everybody's blood is off my hands, I've told the American people over and over again, and there's no better way to just put this in a nutshell for you, friends, is they're trying to create a world without the Lord. And it's nothing new under the sun. Isaiah 14:12 talks about how Satan himself tried to ascend himself above the throne of God. It's never going to happen, friends. It's just not going to happen. And then we have the other group of people that are talking about, look what the globalists are doing to us. No. The globalists are doing nothing that you don't let them control. In other words, as long as you keep bending over and allowing them to put their feet upon your neck, they're going to continuously do that. That is until you stand up. And furthermore, when you think about the population, okay, worldwide, what is it, 8-9 billion people on the planet? Is that true? Is that what it's something like that? I'm not going to look it up right now. I know it's between 8-9 billion people. How do 8-9 billion people allow a small percentage of people to control their lives? It's because they're submitting and subjugating themselves to such people as those that they complain about. And they would rather do nothing more than but to complain. When you look at Isaiah 66, it says, "Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne." Wow. "And the earth is my footstool." That doesn't sound like the devil's in control, does it? No. He's a defeated foe. What about Isaiah 9:6? What does it say over there? It says, "The government is upon his shoulder," speaking of Jesus Christ himself. And then when I look at none other than Matthew 28, verse 18, that's interesting too, because it doesn't ally itself with what I hear coming from believers that don't believe.
that hold to truth and unrighteousness. Romans 1:16, Romans 1:18. What am I talking about? 28 verse 18 of Matthew, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power, all, not some, not just a portion of it, but all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Did you hear that? I just want to make sure you know who's in control here, friends. I've told you before, friends, that the Lord is in control of both the blessing and the curse, the weal and the woe. If Americans are not going to take, and the people of the Lord are not going to take heed, pay careful attention to his commandments in obeying them in bringing justice upon the heads of the wicked, how is the world to know who you serve? Because that's exactly what the cross experience was all about. What is it that, again, people don't understand when I say this? Because it's very clear what Scripture tells us. Why do the heathen rage? Psalm 2 tells us, and the people imagine a vain thing. The word vain, by the way, defines out as being empty and worthless. Why do the people imagine a vain thing? Now, the Bible says in verse 2 of chapter 2 of Psalms, the kings of the earth, they love to be called the elitist, they love to be called the globalist. The kings of the earth set themselves against the rulers to take counsel together against the Lord and who? Against his anointing. So all that which is going on now is completely biblically accurate. It's supposed to happen this way. Okay, and it says in verse 3, let us break their bands asunder, the bad guy said of the Lord's anointed, and cast their cords from us. Who's all this aimed at? Well, just ask the Zionists, Christians. They're the problem, right? Verse 4, he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Wow, that's completely contrary to the narrative that we hear from the American professors across the country. And furthermore, when you go to the very end of it, the Lord says in verse 9, chapter 2 of Psalm, thou shalt break them with the rod of iron, thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Then the Lord says to those that are still here, that still have mercy upon them to respond appropriately, the Lord said in verse 10, be wise now, therefore, O you kings, be instructed. You judges of the earth, listen carefully, bad guys. Serve the Lord with fear, depart from iniquity, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, agree to his terms, lest he be angry, and you individually and corporately shall perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. But blessed are all those that put their trust in him. Blessed are all those that put their trust in him. I don't know about you people, but my Bible tells me that we've been given all authority over the works of the enemy. Luke 10:19. How is it that we keep hearing everything that is in contradiction to the word of God by suggesting just the exact opposite? Well, it shows you again, they're feeding on the media that they say that they don't believe in. It's pretty shameful, isn't it? Yeah, it really is. Folks, I want to tell you something right now. There is not a greater need right now than for independent journalists to stand up. And why am I talking about that? Because, again, it's making its rounds concerning the narrative, how the Zionists are behind the narrative. And I want you to listen carefully, because these are those that are calling themselves the chosen of God. I want you to listen to how their players are playing the game concerning a violation of the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights in America alone.
We monitor them online, social media.
They monitor us.
Yeah. Messaging apps, video games, cryptocurrency,
everything.
Podcasts,
you're being monitored.
Video, Wikipedia, LLMs. We monitor these people and we share the intelligence with the FBI. So we're monitoring left-wing radicals like the DSA and the anti-war crazies and the pro-Palestine crazies. We're monitoring right-wing extremists like white supremacists, armed militia groups. We're monitoring political Islamists and Christian nationalists, all of them. And then we train. We're the largest trainer of law enforcement in America, extremes of hate. We train 20,000 officers every year.
So does somebody want to tell me why Zionists over in another country are censoring free speech? I'm not talking about what they call about the leftists and all that other nonsense. You know where we stand there, friends. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, not to do what it doesn't permit. That's not free speech. That's ignorance on the people that don't know the difference, because they haven't taken the time to make reference to the law that condemns and justifies Deuteronomy 25 verse 1. Okay, but folks, again, why is it that we're being censored in America, independent journalists and media and preachers such as myself? Why are we being censored from Zionists? those that are trying to set an anti-Semitism narrative where they can basically stifle free speech all over the world. Apparently, people haven't learned their lesson concerning the 20s under the Bolsheviks, have they? Nope. People were thrown in prison for saying the wrong thing about the devil and his minions, because that's exactly what's at play here again, because the people haven't learned from history. Folks, John 8:44, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty
Radio.com. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Perry Atkinson, President and General Manager of the Dove Radio and TV. What an honor for me to talk about Bradley Dean. Bradley has been a friend of the Dove's ministry and a regular guest on our talk show for many years. His Sons of Liberty broadcast on radio is one of the top platforms in the country for spreading the truth of Christ and bringing resolve to the issues that so many of us face on a daily basis. Bradley and his team has done an excellent job honoring the price that has been paid for our freedoms, both naturally and spiritually. And it's our honor and our pleasure to partner with Sons of Liberty Radio.
BBSRadio.com.
Hey everybody, Alex Newman here, award-winning international journalist with Liberty Sentinel Media. We broke some of the critical stories exposing the COVID hoax, the lies about the injections, and so much more way before it was cool. We exposed the UN, the climate hoax, the U.S. government, and so much more, all from a biblical perspective, with the goal of bringing you all the information you need to keep your family and yourself happy, healthy, and free. Check us out at libertysentinel.org and subscribe for free at libertysentinel.org/subscribe.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends, as you are to be the compeers of angels. Nay, as you are far higher than they, and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints. Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. The globalists control nothing that you do not let them control. I just highlighted during the last segment how Zionists over in Israel, Rothschild's Israel, who claimed to be the chosen of God, established by Theodore Herzl back in 1898, who was an atheist, they're controlling the narrative somehow or another. And the American people still haven't caught on to why it is that their said elected representatives are over in Israel swearing allegiance to them rather than America. It's because they're extorted, they're controlled. That's how these devils operate. And that's what's going on. I want to bring you over to, again, how the people are, in fact, being controlled. And I'm going to prove that point because I'm going to agree with you. And I'm agreeing with you concerning those that submit to this. But I want to highlight something here on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. And if you want to call in, 281-845-4704,
281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. So now what I want to do is I want to go forward and I want to highlight this because said Ilhan Omar, an enemy of America, again, no digital footprints, fled. She told the American people she fled Somalia and the oppressive government. By the way, just happens to be that government was her grandpa and her dad. And they fled Somalia. They weren't fleeing oppression. They were fleeing justice. And they've been installed here in the United States to do what they're doing here. Now, I want you to think about what I just said, because there's no doubt she's installed. She's been installed by the CIA to attack America, to subvert, and to destabilize the United States. She's probably one of the most hated people in America, but yet somehow or another, even after becoming a millionaire 30 times over during the fraud, that she was the one, for those that didn't know, introduced the bill in the first place, feeding the children. She became a millionaire 30 times over in just a short period of time from that fraud. She's been exposed as the one that introduced the bill. She's been exposed as the one that has defrauded the state of Minnesota, along with Tim Walz, Keith Ellison, Jacob Frey. The list goes on. And what's interesting, folks, is 100 people have been now indicted and imprisoned for their crimes. And yet we see Ilhan Omar, Tim Walz, we see Jacob Frey, Keith Ellison, the ones that are the perpetrators of the crime. Now, the media approaches them, now they're playing the defenders of the people that are being victimized by ICE, right? Not. Just pay attention to what I'm saying. You got to think this through. ICE is an unconstitutional agency. Just went through all of this last night. I read Article 1 of the U.S. Constitution tipping into Chapter 2, Part 2 of the Constitution as well. And folks, again, it is supposed to be the militia that deals with the invasions, where to repeal the invasions, where to put down domestic insurrection. They're using ICE against what? What is the reason they're using ICE, an unconstitutional agency? And why are they using it? They're using it, friends, to do what? To sweep over the top of states' rights, which is eradicating the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Okay? That's what they're doing. We're hearing a lot of reports from local police in the states here. And what's happening, friends, is the police are now coming out in force saying, what about posse comitatus? And why is it that the federal government's assuming authority that's never been given unto them? Because we're hearing a lot of abuse coming from ICE now against even off-duty police officers. But I want you to understand something, friends, because this is where people don't think. There's no need for ICE. It's an unconstitutional agency, which, by the way, listen to me carefully, is aimed at a domestic terrorist, which is not the Muslims. Yet it's the Muslims and the illegals that your said representatives, the governors and the mayors, illegally allured into this country. Nobody's saying a thing about them. The federal government has not arrested Tim Walz or any other governor throughout the United States or mayor that has illegally allured through active treason the very illegals that ICE is using as an excuse to put the hammer down. Isn't that interesting? Okay, I'm not going to stop there. But on top of the fact, speaking of Ilhan Omar, she's been exposed for her anti-American rhetoric over and over and over and over and over again. And yet she still has not been arrested. Tim Walz has not been arrested. Keith Ellison has not been arrested. Jacob Frey has not been arrested. Lieutenant Governor, whatever that is, Flanagan has not been arrested. Not a one of them has been arrested. But I'll tell you what you keep getting more of, friends, is those that are guilty of the fraud somehow still have, and by the way, it's a violation of the Constitution, not just Article 3, Section 3,
But when you're busted for treason, which is felonious, you don't have any ability. You are stripped of your rights. You do not have a right. You forfeited your right when you transgress that law. But somehow or another, they still have, in the minds of ignorant Americans, the right to get up there and keep warring against the law that's there to condemn the crimes that they're guilty of. Now, let me ask you this. I want to propose this to you. You ready for this? So if I go to a wrestling match, which we all know is rigged, by the way, so is baseball, so is football, just ask the players. This has been known for a long time. Read Jeremiah 11:13 when you get a moment. But let me say this. If you want to go to a wrestling match, what do you have to do to get people to fill the seats? You have to promote the fights. And what you do is you promote the good guy and you promote the bad guy. And behind closed doors, we already know they're best of friends. I do a whole show on this. Everybody knows it's a fraud. Matter of fact, Jesse Ventura said that politics and pro wrestling are identical. Nobody believes pro wrestling, but when they put on their little play for the people, they have to deceive them into causing them to believe that somehow or another there's an arch enemy, there's a good guy, and there's a bad guy. That's how they sell the seats, and then they promote the fight and promote the fight and promote the fight. It's exactly what the media is doing here, okay? Now, what's clever about this is they're using none other than Ilhan Omar, probably, as I said earlier, one of the most hated people in the country, okay? And people are crying out for justice, and they're getting no justice. They're just getting attacked more by the ones that deserve justice. Isn't that right? Yep. Well, it's interesting. What I noticed today, and I knew this was going on anyway, is they're actually putting Ilhan Omar up to attack ICE. Most people who don't think that ICE is doing us a service when in fact they're not. And I'm not saying all the guys in ICE are bad, but they should read the Constitution, because if they did, they wouldn't be there in the first place. They'd be standing against it with the rest of us. So when you look at ICE and you look at what Ilhan Omar is allowed to do, she's allowed to try to create a bill to attack ICE. Now, let me ask you something. What are they promoting? Because everybody already hates Ilhan Omar. And if they hate Ilhan Omar, what are they doing? They're trying to get momentum from the people that should know better to stand up against the like of Ilhan Omar. But what most people are not paying attention to, that is exactly what her handlers intend to do, is get momentum to drive right over the top of Ilhan Omar to justify ICE, which is not aimed at illegals. It's aimed at Americans. And I've told you this 100 times, they're merely testing the people to see how far they can go with ICE right now. And most people that call themselves the good guys or the right or the Republicans, oh, they're all about it. Do you think that the bad guys didn't think this through when they put Ilhan Omar up to push ICE or to push a stop for ICE, when in fact that's all they're doing is using her to push forth the agenda so ICE can have a free hand? Well, some people will say that's fantastic news, is it? Here, I just really want to ask you that question again. Is that good news? And I'm going to play this video for you in just a moment. But I do want you to see what's going on, friends, because I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but Tim Brown just posted this just a bit ago on sonsoflibertymedia.com by John Whitehead, the main attorney over at Rutherford Institute. 1 year after federal courts opened the door to warrantless home invasions, ICE claims power now to enter homes without judicial warrants. Hey, folks, Ilhan Omar is important to their... She's a little asset concerning what they're using her for, and what they're using her for is to do exactly what she's doing right now. And I want you to see what she's doing right now.
Holding ICE accountable for their horrific behavior, including their violent occupation of American cities.
How come she hasn't been brought to justice?
Republicans voted on giving ICE billions
of dollars
to terrorize our communities. It is beyond shameful. ICE operates with no meaningful oversight and continues to act with impunity, even as it carries out violent operations.
By the way, $9 billion of fraud, and she's now on the floor talking about creating a bill to stand against the very lawful organization that will put them out of the country. Oh, that was very clever, bad guys, but I seen right through it.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, There are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Hi, my name's Floyd Brown from the Western Center for Journalism and westernjournalism.com. I love Bradley Dean. I'll tell you what, here's a man with passion that is going out and providing important messages to young people, and I really salute him for what he's doing. That's why here at westernjournalism.com, we run Bradley Dean's op-eds every single week. If you want to read Bradley Dean at westernjournalism.com, come on over, and I really enjoy the radio program, too.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
In a world filled with compromise and those who cower from speaking the truth, listening to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty is a breath of fresh air in a day and age when you are searching for someone to just tell it like it is. If you are ready to hear the unadulterated truth from the Word of God that will feed your soul, open your eyes, give you understanding, and turn your heart to the Father, if you are ready to take a stand and realize your duty before God and man to preserve the freedom so graciously bestowed upon us by God Almighty and our founding forefathers, if you're ready to set aside the counterfeit and embrace the real, then join us weekdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for an encounter that will enlighten your understanding and point you directly to Jesus Christ, the everlasting light.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, the globalists controlling nothing that you don't let them control. Right now I'm highlighting the fact that this little devil rat, Ilhan Omar, is an asset for the CIA to destabilize. She's already been uncovered for fraud, up to $19 billion of fraud in the state of Minnesota. She's become a millionaire 30 times over, and yet she still has not been brought to justice, nor has anyone else. I want you to think about that. I also want you to remember, and I want you to listen carefully to this because it's very important that you do, because Augustine said this a long time ago, one that had the law of truth in his mouth. He was one of the greatest theologians in church history, which is far and few between. He was the cream of the crop, to say the least. But I want you to listen carefully to what he said about what's going on, because Americans are being pillaged right now. You're being raped right now. Your dollars are being stolen away from you. St. Augustine said, in the absence of justice, what is sovereignty but organized robbery? That's all this is. And I was just sharing with the people during the last segment that Ilhan Omar is put up as one of the most hated people. She is the bad guy concerning pro wrestling, right? They're promoting the fight. They promote the fight. They get more viewers. They get more viewers to buy in. And they expect that the right will give them all the momentum that they need when they condemn Ilhan Omar's efforts of trying to put a stop to what ICE is doing unconstitutionally. Sometimes, people, you need to just sit back and think about how you're being lied to, because this is clever what they're doing. They're using her. They're creating the hate so the good people in America will get behind ICE no matter what. Little do they realize that no matter what is aimed at you. Don't ask me, just ask them. Go ahead and ask Kristi Noem the definition of what a domestic terrorist is, because it's not this. It's not Ilhan Omar. It's you, America. That's why she's here. That's why she's allowed to do the things that she's been doing. If it wasn't true, where is the justice? Check this out.
Holding ICE accountable for their horrific behavior, including
mark my words,
their violent
people.
Occupation of American cities like Minneapolis, Republicans voted on giving ICE billions of dollars to terrorize our communities. It is beyond shameful. ICE operates with no meaningful
oversight. She's got to read it, though. Keep in mind.
And continues to act with impunity, even as it carries out violent operations that have cost lives. I am sick and tired of seeing Republicans reward a rogue.
Okay, so if people are trying to figure out why she's walking around so boldly, that's why she's walking around so boldly, friend. She knows that she's a player. She knows that she's being put up as the bad guy in this wrestling match. And it would be good for the American people to figure this out, too. These schemings, these cunnings, Ephesians 4:14, are nothing new. And furthermore, I would tell you to throw it out. I'm going to throw it out there for you. If we've been wrong about what we have highlighted in the past, then don't listen to a thing I'm telling you. Shut me off. Go somewhere else. Go listen to those that are circumventing what needs to be talked about. And I'm not saying that to be spiteful, but I'm just saying, folks, there is no justice. This is all aimed at Americans. Do you all get that? Do you all understand that? You think temporarily, oh, nope, that's not what it's aimed at. Absolutely it is. And I can tell you exactly how that is, because it's an unconstitutional agency. Some people say, well, it's lawful. No, it's not. It undermines the law. It undermines the Constitution. It's called policy, and it's policies that are destroying your country because you haven't taken the time to understand. That's why they create the policies to undermine the Constitution, though it is null and void. Also had a friend during the break highlight the fact that in Michigan right now, under that little Nazi, and that's exactly what that devil is, she's connected with the Soros, both father and son, Alex Soros and George Soros. But they're implementing a new program in Battle Creek, which aims to allow drones to fly the communities. Is that aimed at the Muslims? Is that aimed at those that are calling for America to be destroyed and to be conquered by the Muslims in Dearborn? No, it has nothing to do with them. See, that's what I wish. I wish people would open their eyes and understand what's going on. And furthermore, to solidify that point, friends, which only explains why we are getting censored like mad by the Zionists, because it's the Zionists that are using the Muslims to do what it is that they're doing to you right now. Well, some still aren't satisfied. They still think that this is somehow or another just another game. I want to bring you over to Brigitte Gabrielle right now, and I want you to understand what happened. I want you to pay attention to what she had to say concerning the last couple weeks and how you've been distracted from what really matters here. Listen to this, Brigitte Gabrielle.
While all eyes were focused on New York and Mamdani, 42 Muslim candidates backed by TerrorLink Network have seized key offices across America. proving that the Muslim Brotherhood plan to infiltrate and destroy America from within is now a reality. 76 Muslims ran for office nationwide. 42 won. Three races still pending. The 42 Muslim officials now occupy positions in some of the most influential jurisdictions in the country.
So, folks, they're literally targeting, as she just said, the most influential jurisdictions in the country. And that's where they're running for office. And she just got done telling you that many of them won office. Now, while you're getting lip service from none other than Donald Trump, you better understand that this is a part of the plan. I've also highlighted several times on this show that Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch is the only one that highlighted that Donald Trump was actually funding the Muslims within America during his first criminal tenure, three times more than Barack Obama. I just wish for all of you people that had a strong opinion towards the truth that I give to you, I wish you would give us a call and set us straight, because there's nothing more than I would love to believe when Donnie speaks, but the fruit doesn't line up, and I'm going to stick with Jesus because he's the one that told me to judge them by their fruit, and it's exactly what we're going to do here. We got Margie calling in from Minnesota. Thank you for holding on, Margie. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley. Say, you know, when you said in the beginning of the show, you know, God is in control, and I thought, I got to call in and just give my reflection on this. I've tried to wake up family and friends over and over again and have lost, well, all my family, and I come from a huge family. I still have a couple of friends that don't really want to hear about it but love me regardless of my beliefs. But so many of my Christian friends have come back with me. God is in control, Margie. None of this is doing any good. You know, you're just making yourself miserable of going on and on and posting this, post puppies and kittens. And I come right back at them and say, you know what? You're biblically illiterate.
Yeah, they are.
Being a baby Christian, I know how God has put judgment on nation after nation for less than what we are dealing with now.
Oh, yeah.
And it's unbelievable, and we're supposed to shine the light on this, and we are supposed to resolve this and bring justice to these creeps. And so many people are in these wimpy churches that could go off about that. But, you know, I think, and I hate to say this because I love our church family and everything, but I still think so many of them are afraid to share your videos. And people listening on the radio are afraid to say, oh, guys, you got to listen to Bradley Dean, because they'll think we're crazy. We're conspiracy theorists. The list goes on and on.
Yeah, yeah. And that just means they don't love them. That's all the difference is. As I was just reading the book of Psalms the night before yesterday, and it just talks about those that hate the Lord. And those that hate the Lord are those that disobey the Lord. And if people want to understand what love is, go to chapter 4 of 1 John concerning Cain and Abel. And he said, "You're going to be hated for your love." I'm thinking of John 15. I'm thinking of John 7:7. I'm thinking of Psalm 109, verse 5. Those people don't know anything of love because they think their carnal love somehow is equivalent to the love of God that's been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. And 11 of the 12 have been martyred, but somehow or another, that love doesn't apply to them. No, it shows you the fear of man. And it shows you their hatred towards their brothers and sisters. They love God so much that they disobey him at every given opportunity, and it's what they're doing. They don't love their neighbors the way that they would want someone to love them. That's exactly the truth of the matter. Margie and I see it all day long. So, you know, it's my job to give the message. It's my job to show people it can be done by showing them the fruit. It's not my job to drag them over the top of the hill, and I'm not doing it.
Well, we've talked about this before. I have done my share of dragon. There's no doubt about it. But last week I had an old friend that had dropped me, because I put down his church and, with this whole ICE thing, and wanted to know my opinion because he figured, you know, I would be behind the protesters, and I filled him in that these are paid provocateurs. You know, what Trump's doing, oh, no, they're working for, no. There again, if you tell people, if Trump is really trying to get after these Omar people,
yep,
they'd scoop them up like fish in a barrel.
Well, Well, that's
too easy. They wouldn't have to home invade.
That's right.
Just go to all the millions of mosques.
Yeah.
Anyways,
the very thing they should have done, the very thing that they should have done, and the very people that they should have dealt with, they circumvented them and they went right to the illegals as an excuse, while overlooking the actors that are the ones that were responsible for alluring them in the first place, which again is an act of treason. I'm just going to say this, Margie, and I want people to understand, because Americans, if you're waiting for justice to come within the halls of government, I can tell you right now, friends, it's not going to come unless the people hold them accountable. It's time for the people to rise to the level of expectation and understand again that men died to give you the freedoms that these politicians are allowing to reign in the halls of government today. It's got to stop. It truly does. Thank you for the call. Totally appreciate it. Got another call here right now. I'll pick you up on the other side. Just hang on with me and we'll pick you up. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.com. Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that, "I must admit, America, that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave and half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of an extremist we will be. We will be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the cause of justice?" He goes on and says, "History will record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people." Patrick Henry said in a speech to the House of Burgess in May of 1765 that it cannot be emphasized too clearly and too often that this nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians. Not on religion, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yeah. For this very reason, people of other faiths have been afforded asylum, prosperity, and freedom of worship here. Incredible. Incredible. You can't make it up, Barb. You just can't make it up. Okay. My goodness. Folks, anybody and everybody out there, you better understand, if they're not independent, they are controlled opposition. My goodness gracious. I was just highlighting, I'll take that phone call in just a minute, but I was just highlighting the fact that, again, the bad guys, speaking of pro wrestling, right, the bad guys are now proposing or introducing a bill to allow illegal immigrants to be police officers. No joke. No joke. You've seen what happened with Pritzker, right? That pile of dung, literally. We should call him Eglon, the tyrant overweight king, which is found in the book of Judges, and he was dealt with appropriately. You know, it's interesting that Pritzker over in Illinois, when the people rose up, when he tried to disarm, do you remember this? When the people were assailed by the said governor. By the way, four of the governors of the state of Illinois have been imprisoned. He'll probably be another one, just like Rob Blagojevich. But remember when he went into prison, Trump didn't think that he was fairly treated, although he was found with 14 felonies, right? And he grants him clemency. I wish people would pay attention. I really would, and I really do. But Pritzker, when he attacked gun owners, do you remember? Listen to me, Americans. One county stood up and said no. Listen, this is all it takes. One stood up and said no. Did you know this? Shortly thereafter, there was 99 other counties that stood up to him and said, you're not attacking our Second Amendment. No. And then it turned into 101. No. So what did he do in turn to retaliate against the people that he's supposed to serve by upholding the law? What does he do? He goes out there and he says he's going to hire illegals and put them in the police force. No joke. No joke. I know people are still entertained by their controlled operatives on Fox. I know. All these conservatives that are speaking the same direction, that should scare you. But apparently it doesn't scare people enough yet. It's coming, friends. Everything that I'm telling you right now is going to be rehearsed in your ears one day, and you're going to remember that Bradley said what Bradley said. Not that Bradley wanted to say it, but Bradley said it because he loved you enough to tell you what you needed to hear and expose the lies and the people that are responsible for promulgating their lies. I'm going to go ahead and take this phone call. I have no idea who you are or what your question or comment is. It's all yours. Hello.
Hi, Bradley.
Hi.
Hi, Bradley. Can you hear me?
I can. Is this Stacy?
Hello.
This is Stacy.
Yep, this is me.
Gotcha.
And I'm calling because you're absolutely right. The controlled opposition is Satan. He runs our education. He runs politics, media. The Rothschilds use the money, and they fund it. This is a Luciferian takeover of the world. And when I see it in the church, like Margie was saying, oh, just put up kittens and puppies.
Yep.
They don't understand who Jesus is.
Yep.
And this is where we have a problem, because if our church is infiltrated by these, and we know they are, witchcraft, all of these people have been in these churches, then we should really look at Revelation and maybe reassess what our timeline is. Maybe
but
we are living in the little season.
Yeah, but Stacy, to be honest with you, I'm not going to sit there and speculate, because those people that speculate talking about the end times, remember in Matthew 22 verse 24 verse 36, Jesus said the Son didn't even know the time of the end times, only the Father. And when you listen to people talk about the end times, what are they doing? They're not leading to go outside of the church building to seek and save that which is lost. They're looking for an excuse as to do nothing, because there's nothing we can do about it. And that's exactly what Schofield taught the people a long, long time ago. And there's too many people listening to that. We're supposed to man our post. We're supposed to occupy until he comes. And even if tomorrow was the last day, as Martin Luther said, he said, I'd still plant an apple tree. In other words, that hope still resides regardless of what's going on here. So it's not so much as we need to look at the window as we need to get busy and do something about what's going on out there, so our children will have a window of opportunity just like we did.
Amen. And yes, we do need to occupy that. I agree with that wholeheartedly. It's just another way. People who believe this is your last chance will get their asses out. Sorry to swear.
Yeah.
We will get our butts off the bench and get out there.
Yep.
It's another way to wake people up.
I totally agree.
You know, you don't have time. You got to get out there.
Amen.
You got to share the gospel.
Amen.
Even with the lunatics of the circus who are running the show.
Amen. Amen. God's in control no matter what. And that was one of the things that I highlighted. Thank you for your call, Stacy. I totally appreciate it. Speaking of which, and it was a perfect segue when she brought up what was going on in the church. I don't know if you've seen this or not, but every time Erica Kirk opens up her mouth, she's probably the second, if not the first, most hated person in the country right now. She just came out, called the protest against ICE and Trump demonically or demonic. Simultaneously, the other pro wrestler, Ilhan Omar, was pushing the other way. Which way do you think the people of this country, who do you think they're going to get behind people? Do you think the bad guys didn't see that through? Of course. We already see that it was pre-planned concerning what ICE wanted to do a year ago, so they needed the issue. They needed the crisis that they're not allowing to go to waste today. Again, people don't think. That's the problem. But look at this. Erica Kirk called the protest against ICE and Trump demonic, as if to suggest he's the law. During a speech on her Make Heaven Crowded tour, this is her new deal, right? So protesters are demonic, but going on tour with a pastor who is being sued for covering up child trafficking, just like Erica Kirk in Romanian orphanages, is just fine. Well, what am I talking about, friends? Erica Kirk just had Greg Laurie. Now, this is another guy I warned you of. And it's interesting how these warnings come, and then before you know it, the Lord brings it to the light. What am I talking about? Greg Laurie, this Zionist whack heretic, right? Remember this guy? Go to 1 Timothy 4:1 when you get a moment. What does this say? More lawsuits are filed against Greg Laurie. That was the guest speaker at TPUSA. You got to pay attention to the fact that they're using sexual predators as many of their speakers over at TPUSA, homosexuals, trannies, the list goes on, which the Lord calls an abomination. Greg Laurie now, friends, has lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit filed against him and his church, Harvest Christian Fellowship, for abuse in Romanian orphanages. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that exactly what Erica Kirk was busted for? Exactly. Exactly. The apple doesn't fall too far from the wicked tree, does it, people? Certainly not. When are the people going to wake up and know who they're supporting? And you know who the majority of them are? Those that profess to be clearly what they clearly are not. It's scary. It's really scary. I have a video here for you, and I'm probably going to end up playing. Yeah, I'll play it for you right now. I got 4 minutes. Check this out, friends.
2025, Erica steps in as TPUSA CEO. And the Romania ghosts.
Smiling from ear to ear, people.
94 TikTokers were out there making videos about me, accusing me of trafficking children from Romania.
She is a controlled operative as well.
I would do my best to stay away from the theme of trafficking and to stay away altogether from the theme of Romania. I just wouldn't even fly over the country for a little bit. But not Erica Kirk.
She should have buried every mention of that country. Instead, she headlines the Make Heaven Crowded faith tour with Greg Laurie's Harvest Church, the exact megachurch now drowning in 12 lawsuits, racing toward 23 plus victims, for a Bucharest children's home they funded and ignored.
The allegations include children being tied to radiators, being made to kneel down on walnut shells, being touched inappropriately, and being pimped out for sex.
Pastor Paul Havsgard, Harvest's chosen missionary, allegedly ran this torture chamber for years, while Laurie funneled $17,000 monthly straight to his personal account. No real oversight. A 20-year cover-up. Victims finally breaking silence, screaming for justice. And Erica's footprint? Constanța, Romania's trafficking epicenter. Her Romanian Angels charity, under everyday heroes like you, partnered with U.S. Marines, thanked Colonel Otto Buscheri, the NATO base commander later accused of running an underage brothel on
base.
So
are you listening to this, people? Erica Kirk was the front for this organization. It was a brothel in Romania. This is common knowledge. This isn't speculative in any sense of the word. The victims of that Romania child trafficking operation in Romania, the one that Erica Kirk ran, interestingly enough, they're now grown up and they're coming out after her. And they're seeking justice just like the 27 women that Donald Trump himself abused and the others. Concerning women that are full grown, they were children then, they're full grown, coming after those that were responsible concerning the Epstein files. And P.S., did you know that it's 30, for those that didn't know, it's 30 days. They had 30 days to release the Epstein files. Then did you know that this current administration has not released them yet? So they're acting as if they're above the law, people. Here, I'm going to keep going on here, folks. To my affiliates, love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18, and we will talk to you in 23. Have you for 2 hours from 1 to 3 Central Standard Time on Saturday. Again, love you by what we do. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Okay, so again, folks, I'm going to keep going on here for a little bit, and I want you to see the rest of this, and then I want to show you something in contrast to what I found yesterday. And I brought this up before, but it's really out there now. It's really out there now, and I want you to check this out.
Shielded by immunity. Kids lured with gifts, angel flights, vanishing into the black market. Her nonprofit fades quietly around 2015, right as heat builds on similar evangelical fronts. Same corridors the Tate brothers exploited for their webcam empires. Same military hubs. Same whispers of organ networks, forced adoptions, Epstein-level shadows. Erica's family? Dad deep in Raytheon, Israel. Mom in Homeland Security. Mossad ties? Deep state handler vibes? Candace Owens called the fatigue. If the internet was screaming trafficking at you, you'd run from Romania. But Erica? She doubles down, linking arms with Harvest while the lawsuits avalanche.
She's a Andrew demonic Colvitt's witch, PR people, spin is
must
what
be
she
pure
is.
Black magic. This isn't coincidence. It's a pipeline. Churches as fronts, military bases as hubs, vulnerable kids as currency. Millions raised in Jesus' name. Kids disappear. Power stays protected. No smoking gun proof? That's the oldest trick. Bury the files, smear the whistleblowers, wait for fatigue. But the victims are rising. The lawsuits are real. The patterns scream.
So,
question
folks,
your donations.
Here we go again.
Dig deeper.
With another one. And again, in all fairness, we already told you this. If people don't want to listen again, I'm not going to try to force you into something. It's interesting how you're objective to the truth when you know it's true. That's got to be a scary place to put yourself. I mean, as if to suggest you're not going to answer for it. Now, what I want you to see as well, this is what I want to highlight, and I'll probably bring it up tomorrow as well. But I want you to see this. This is Erica Kirk, as you all the well know. Right? Heading up these programs, making hundreds of millions of dollars, all coming from Zionist donors connected directly to the Israeli Mossad, the Israeli defense, military industrial complex, folks. All of it's all connected. The parents are all connected to all of this. CIA video came out most recently with Erica Kirk on it. More information's coming out of her playing as a promiscuous lady during that particular time. So she is definitely a plant, just like Ilhan Omar is, friends. Just like her. They're all distracting. They're all trying to garner more control over the people. And they're the ones that are responsible for this. As a matter of fact, if it wasn't true, where's the justice? Okay, but again, look at Erica Kirk here. Look at her just smiling as all can be just 2 weeks after her husband was allegedly assassinated. As a matter of fact, if you look, and I want you to look at this carefully, all of those people that had to gain from the death of Charlie Kirk, okay, and again, I'm going to say alleged assassination of Charlie Kirk. Do you see grief on any one of them? You need to pay attention to this. Does anybody see any grieving going on with Erica Kirk or anybody around Erica Kirk? No. Doesn't anybody think that's a little odd that she's not grieving? Now, again, I'm making a point here because I want you to see this in contrast. Okay. And I'm looking for something that just pulled down for some reason or another, just disappeared, but I'll pull it up again. I'm not the kind of guy that's just going to give up. Nope. I got to keep going here. I'm going to go to Erica Kirk, and again, this computer got a new system here, so we're doing our best to work it. But I want you to see this. This is Erica Kirk. Again, look at this. This is her doing an interview just recently, okay? Isn't that interesting how that works? I mean, here, and then the picture that I showed you, that was 2 weeks after the assassination of her husband, allegedly, right? This is her right here. I want you to see this because this is, again, her. I just pulled this up live. This is her just 2 weeks after the alleged assassination. Can anybody make this up? I mean, really? Really? Does that look like a grieving widow to anybody? And for all of you that are trying to defend this. Don't tell me she's a strong woman of faith. If you're supposed to judge a man or a woman by their fruit the way that the Lord tells us to, everything about her fruit is corrupt and it is foreign to who we are as a people. Wow. Isn't that interesting? Here, I want you to see this. Okay. You guys all know that Ozzy Osbourne died, right? This just pulled up on my webpage yesterday, and I want you to see it. Because it really is. And I came from the rock and roll world, so you all understand. And what you're about to witness is exactly right. On July 22nd, Ozzy died. Okay? Ozzy Osbourne died. I want to show you a picture or a video of his daughter. This was just yesterday. Okay? July, August, September, October, November, December, January. 7 months later. 7 months later, I want you to see Ozzy's kids, and I'm going to show you a couple videos here.
So I'm Kelly Osbourne, and I just want to take a second to thank the people of Birmingham for not only showing my family so much love, but for showing up for my father in a way that made him the happiest man on the planet. I mean, we're here today receiving the Lord Mayor's Award. We got to see the book of condolences that have hundreds of thousands of signatures in. It's beyond our wildest dreams.
Okay, so this is the dark Satanist. That's what Satan, Ozzy called himself. As a matter of fact, he's on the front page of the Rolling Stone, and they called him the Dark Lord, so I'm not making this up. But I just want you to see and ask the question, do you see any grief over Ozzy who died 7 months ago? I'm just curious.
I've never, ever felt anything like grief.
Did you see any of this from Erica Kirk or TPUSA? One of them? Did anybody see any of this grieving? Any of it? Any close?
It has been horrific.
To me, it is absolutely so telling. Here, I want to bring you over to his kid. And I'm not using his kids. I'm not trying to display their grief. I'm telling you that I can feel their grief. I understand their grief. I also understand that when I was in the world, these people somehow or another would look out for each other. And if someone was down, they would be there to pick them up. I don't see any of that. I've been in the church for 25 years. I'm sorry, 30 years. I've seen none of what you're witnessing right now. If you're just joining us, I want to show you this. This is Ozzy Osbourne's kid, Jack Osbourne. And I'm not going to play. Well, I guess I can. We're not on the air anymore. So, folks, I usually don't play this, especially if I'm on the air. If there's an expletive or vulgarity, I'm not going to play that. But I want you guys to see this, because this is Ozzy's son now. 7 months later, 7 months later, okay, in comparison to this, 2 weeks after the alleged assassination of Charlie Kirk, for any of those that still like the Kool-Aid they've been drinking, I'm here to tell you that you have been lied to in a massive, massive way. She's being exposed again, friends. She's being exposed again. And it's interesting how she has the helm with all those billions given unto her by Zionists, the same ones dictating Donald Trump and controlling Donald Trump. It's interesting how she's leading the young people. But I bet you, friends, with no shadow of a doubt in my mind, that those young people are starting to catch on, because they're imploding right now. And they're imploding because guys like me are doing their job and sharing information with you that you need to be that needs to be shared. Let's go over to Jack Osbourne, and you tell me, do you sense any grief coming from Jack? And I say this with my heart or my hand on his shoulder. I really sincerely do, because I can feel this. This is real grieving. This is Jack just starting an interview. His dad died 7 months ago. His dad's name is brought up.
He didn't
take things for granted.
No, and he never let it get too his head.
Never. Just...
When his last book came out, 2009, we went to the Spike TV Awards. I remember we walked in, and then James Gandolfini. I don't know why this story gets me, but he walked up to Dad, and this is like the height of The Sopranos. And James Gandolfini like gets on his knees and just kisses Dad's hand.
I'd do anything for a crummy kiss. Dad always had food in his mouth when he gave you a kiss.
I think he always struggled with, like, his superpower because he didn't understand it.
No, he didn't. Because he was still a huge fan of other musicians.
Yeah.
Okay, now, folks, what you're witnessing here is Ozzy Osbourne's family. 7 months after the death of Sharon's husband, 7 months after the death of their dad. And they can't even get through a sentence without breaking down and tears welling up in their eyes. But again, for those that are still drinking the Kool-Aid, this is her after 2 weeks. And people say, oh, she's just a woman of faith. You are that ignorant, people. My goodness. What Bible, what translation do you read, if any at all? I've seen a couple of videos. Oh, you know what this is, people? This is a woman of faith. No, it's not. No, it's not. Everything around her is lies and more lies and more lies and more lies. Can I show you one more, people, before we close the show? Gosh, I can feel this. I mean, I can really feel this. And these are the people that need the Lord. But what they don't need is those that claim to be representing the Lord, the likes of an Erica Kirk, the likes of a Greg Laurie, the likes of in politics, this administration, through and through. I want you to see this. Again, I'm not highlighting anything other than what I want people to see in comparison and in contrast to that of Erica Kirk and the hypocrisy that you're seeing from TPUSA. And again, I want to remind everybody that right after this alleged assassination on September 10th, 2025, Donald Trump was asked about, you know, how was he doing the day after the alleged assassination of Charlie Kirk? And do you remember what he said? He just completely ignored the question. And he said, you know what? We need this ballroom. No grief from a one. I've seen no grief from a one person around TPUSA. Not a one. Not a one. I've seen them all get up and give their messages at his alleged funeral, which, by the way, was booked 4 months at that auditorium before any assassination took place, allegedly. Not most people didn't take the time to understand that Planeteer was basically tracking all of those people that were inside of that arena. Oh, that goes right back to the Israeli military industrial complex. Again, for those that aren't paying attention. Still no autopsy, still no grave, still no information. Everything that you're being told runs against it counters the narrative, and yet you're supposed to believe it. And I think that, you know, one of the things that I told a friend is I said, you know what solidifies all of this more than anything concerning the allegations of this assassination? When I look at the people around him, not a one person grieved. As a matter of fact, even if you see when Charlie was allegedly shot and murdered on that stage, you know, it's interesting. His bodyguards, if you slow down the film, you can even see his bodyguards laughing. No blood. Oh, I can go on. I mean, how much time do you have, people? You're being lied to. It's a psyop. Catherine Austin Fitz, formerly worked on the inside of the George Bush administration, said this is a total psyop. She said they're totally mocking the people now. And then here comes Erica Kirk, smiling from ear to ear. Let's go over to Jack Osbourne, Ozzy's son. I again want you to see this. And again, I say this with my hand on his shoulder. And look at the love that he had for his dad. Everybody in that family and around that family is grieving. And nobody's telling them to grieve because the cameras are there now. And faking it and looking up at the light so you can create tears in your eyes. Check this out.
Speaking out for the first time about losing his bigger-than-life rock star dad.
I'm so grateful that... that he was my father.
6 weeks after Ozzy's passing, Jack broke down in tears as he broke his silence.
You know, he was loved. He was loved so much.
Look at his family.
We all watched as Jack, his grief-stricken mother Sharon, and Ozzy's daughters Kelly and Amy paid their respects.
Look at them all, people.
Goodbye. Hush. In Ozzy's UK hometown.
I was shocked at the outpouring of love. We saw it all. We read all the letters. I speak for the family when I say this, is that we are so grateful for that. And it meant so much.
And on his podcast, Jack is now revealing how he heard the news his father had passed. A knock on the door of his LA home at 3:45 in the morning.
I just knew. I knew something bad had happened. So I immediately, I don't know, just pain, just sadness and pain. And this part of you that's like, I have to get there right now. I have to.
Ozzy had been in failing health in recent years, but Jack now insists while his father's body may have seemed weak, his mind was not.
He knew what was going on all the time. He was having a rough go, you know, and I think people saw that at the show, but no one expected it to happen as quickly as it did.
Just days before his death, Ozzy had given his final performance in front of 40,000 screaming fans.
He was so happy that he did the show, and he got to say goodbye. In such a profound way. He got to thank his fans. He got to perform. Everyone goes to check
it, looking to find the truth. And he got to see his daughter get engaged at that performance. Kelly and Sharon are both taking their time before opening up publicly.
The price we pay for loving someone so much is grief. And is the pain of grief when they're gone. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
That's a kid. Hey, folks, that's a kid that loved his dad. That's a kid that loved his dad. He was broken throughout the whole video. What is it that you hypocrites out there don't understand? What is it that you don't see? Jesus said, judge them by their fruit. You ignore the fruit the way that you're supposed to judge, and then you judge him because you try to equate him to the Jesus that you created in your mind that doesn't exist. How anybody supports what's going on. I have a friend that was a speaker at one of their events yesterday. I'm sitting there saying to myself, really, people? Really? It's like they see no evil. They hear no evil because they don't want, they're indifferent towards the truth that exposes their deceptive manners and what it is that they accept. That is the definition of a hypocrite. This has all been scripted. It's all an absolute joke. And again, friends, this is the grieving widow after 2 weeks. I want to see if I can find one more for you. It's a real short one. I don't know what's going on here, folks. I think it's really a sad day that when we have those that call themselves Satanists or Dark Lords, Ozzy did. I'm not putting words into his mouth. That's what he said. That's what it said on the front page of the Rolling Stone, as I said earlier. But there's more sincere grieving going on over Ozzy than Charlie Kirk. And by the way, if you look at Charlie Kirk, I just want to tell you from the inside out, I didn't see one person, I'm typing something here, grieve. Not a one. Go look at his funeral. You tell me which one went out on the stage and was grief-stricken because of the death of Charlie Kirk. Somebody show me. I want to see it. Which, again, goes back to Catherine Austin Fitz, who said it's all a psyop. I want to show you this. This, I just found it. And we're going to end the show with this. But, again, it's real short. But I'll tell you, it gets you really quick. He was on a podcast with a guy named Youngblood. Another one that would probably call himself a Dark Lord or one that was tutored under Ozzy Osbourne, which he did say.
But I just want you to see the sincerity of the grief, even when Ozzy's name is brought up. Okay. I just want you to see this, people. In contrast, if you're just joining us, I want you to see this in contrast to the assassination, the allegations and alleged assassination of Charlie Kirk. This is Ozzy Osbourne's son being asked a question 7 months after the assassination. This is 2 weeks, Erica Kirk. Okay, let's go back. I want to play this video. Look what happens when Jack is asked about his father.
Hey, you know.
Oh, yeah.
There was some, you know, some rock stars were slagging you off and kind of being like, oh, he's just clout chasing. He's jumping on the bandwagon of, you know, Ozzy passing. But I kind of wanted to use this opportunity to talk about that. Because as a family, we've talked about this. You've been so graceful over the last 2 months.
Oh, bud.
Ugh. We'll cut that out now.
Yeah.
But he can't even talk about his dad. This is where we come to learn from those that we would look at in question. It's one of the things that I knew when I was in the world. These people understood love. Hey, folks, if anything ever went down, I can tell you exactly where I'd go. I'd go right back to North Minneapolis and I'd find my old buddies. That's who I'd find. I have never, and this is not a smear on the name of the Lord, because nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself. I have never seen so much hypocrisy in all of my life. So much lip service about how much we love you until it was actually time to show us their love. The world knows how to do it. What's going on, people? Something's seriously wrong. And I just want to say this in ending. Here, Jack, Sharon, and your family, I can feel this, and I want to let you know that I know where I'm at. I'm on that road, and it's straight, and it's narrow, and it's difficult. And that through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of God. But I know that the Lord is tried and true, and he is who he says he is, and what you see in the American church today is not a representation of him at all. What you see in the American church today, sinners, is not a representation of Jesus Christ. And I'm not talking about those that are in the corner, those that are faithful to the Lord. I'm talking about the popular preachers. They've all been put up. They're all paid media influencers. That's why they're there. That's why you got to shut them down, quit supporting it, and get to the real. Because I'm telling you, the real teachers are the ones that are in the corner. And I am just here to show you right now that is real love. What you just seen was real grieving. What you see from these people putting themselves up and talking about having an event, calling how to make heaven crowded, get away from them, people. It's all counterfeit. It's all propped up politically. And you know it. And that's all you have to do is cross-check everything I'm telling you. Just go back to the alleged funeral that was all pre-planned 4 months prior using the stadium. And you tell me where anybody was grieving except his bad actress wife who couldn't help herself. And you, oh, by the way, you should have seen Erica Kirk in the basement before she came out. Oh, she's sitting there smacking it up with people, you know, talking like, you know, I just got to go play my part in a moment and I'll be right back. And she's smiling and laughing and doing, folks, it's just sick. It's just sick. Love you by what we do. I'm not going to exasperate this. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. And we will talk